The Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds Kobe and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Space Case Sarah Show with my space nerds, Kavi Rose and Benjamin Salas, who just had some, you know, technical difficulties. It happens to all of us, but we're all here now. We're ready to rock and roll. We are naming this episode the Helium episode because that's a... just seemed like it would make sense. Although I was the only one who dedicated and committed to go getting some helium for this episode. So I don't know why, but it makes me a little nervous to breathe in helium. I'm not sure. Like I scuba dive. It shouldn't be that weird, but it's weird. So I'll get there. We'll play with helium in a little bit, but hey guys, how's it going? How has your week been?
Oh, it's been a week.
It's been a week.
Sorry. I feel like it's a dangerous question to ask anybody who's, you know, in graduate school. It's like, how's your week been? Oh, it's been never ending. But no, it's been fun. I'm loving this research, honestly. I feel like I've got some very exciting things to share with you guys in the coming weeks, but for now I have to
zip and yourself, Sir Benjamin.
I've been good. COVID's almost going away. I feel much better. My voice is back to normal-ish. Just have a cough that keeps coming down again, but I'm happy.
Well, we're
it's
glad
over.
To hear that.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know if I've caught COVID yet or not. I honestly have no idea, but I am triple vaccinated now, so hopefully that'll keep
it. Same here.
Yeah.
So yeah,
too.
The helium case. I guess let's start with, I have some questions about helium before we get into more space topics. And my pressing question really is, why does helium make our voices high-pitched? Do one of you know that? Like, what is the science behind helium and the vocal cords that makes
our voices? I feel like I knew this once and I cannot for the life of me remember.
Is it because
it rises quicker? I think it's because it rises quicker.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember hearing that it had something to do with the way that it affected your vocal cords. But maybe I'm completely wrong.
No, you're right. All right, let me get a balloon here.
While she's demonstrating, we should make a note to really do a lot more study for the elements.
Helium balloons, because...
because no other balloons would work.
Well, right. Normal I needed Jurassic it to be balloons. As close to science as possible, even though I was like, the guy who was filling up the balloons must have thought I was just a total loser, because I was like, I want like a science-y kind of theme balloon, but technically Jurassic Park, the dinosaurs are from the Cretaceous. But
I'm doing a space podcast, so I need those dinosaurs.
I'm doing a space podcast. So oh, God.
We were what talking about dinosaurs in the last episode, so I guess it's a nice kind of segue to naturally bring us in. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Okay. So while I work up my bravery to cut this balloon and breathe some of it in, we all have segments that we wanted to bring. And I think that the first chunk of recording is a great time to bring up our different segments and different things that we want to discuss. I really wanted to make a quick mention, even though this will be airing after the peak. Tonight is the peak for the Perseids meteor shower.
Mm.
Unfortunately, it is also a supermoon. So it's not going to be really visible. I did see some. The supermoon. I did see some, but I guess it's not going to be nearly as spectacular as it normally is. But that is what's out there tonight in the night sky, for those of you who are interested in astronomy. Helium fact. Let's start with that. As I cut this balloon, oh my God, I'm scared.
I only know the one helium fact that I have at the ready.
Okay.
Another Carl Sagan fact that he mentioned in Cosmos is that thanks to spectroscopy, we discovered helium on the sun before we ever found it here on Earth.
Which is wild. What year was that? What year did that happen?
That happened. Oh, come on.
No.
In the 70s.
You know everything.
In the 70s. 60s. Okay, 60s. Yeah. 60s. Yes.
Ooh. That late. Wow.
Okay.
No, earlier than that. No. Way earlier than that. Whatever. Breathe.
Now I've got to talk like this. I love it.
Did you do something to your voice?
No, not at all. No, that's quick though. Okay.
Am I having more technical problems with this stupid computer?
All right, Cody, now you go.
It's the lollipop killing.
I feel like we're losing a little bit of the effect of hearing the helium voice because it's just helium laughter. That's all we're getting. Try to say something serious.
All right, Cody, now you need to give your fact of the day.
Oh, I love it. It's wonderful. So I guess the helium-related thing that I could say is the fact that helium comes from the same root word as Helios, the Greek god of the sun. And so that kind of connects to what Benjamin was saying about how we discovered it in the sun before we realized that it was coming, you know, from the universe. It was an element that existed elsewhere because it's actually incredibly rare on Earth. Yeah. Most of the helium that, you know, that exists in the universe was created by the Big Bang. And the rest of it is created by stars after they burn hydrogen and kind of fuse it into helium. And it's just, you know, like this kind of magnificent, awesome power of this chemical made by nuclear fusion. We're just like, yeah, let's mess around with it at kids' birthday parties.
Yeah.
Let's inhale it and then talk in high-pitched voices. So, it's incredibly rare, so let's waste it.
First spectral lines for helium was first discovered in 1882. Oh. My bad.
1882. Yeah. 1882. I think it actually happened during an eclipse because when you have an eclipse and the moon blocks out the sun, you can see the edges of the sun more clearly. And so I think in the discovery, correct me if I'm wrong, they were actually able to see the gases at the edge of the sun and the light that was coming through there. And, spectral lines needs to be its own episode as far as I'm concerned. I don't know if we have time to get into it now.
That's one of my favorite things in science, truly. All right. Well, I wanted to get also some of the formalities out of the way. We have social media accounts that are starting to announce and blossom.
Yes.
In our new show. So I, you know, make sure if you're a fan of IROC Space Radio to go to IROC Space Radio's Facebook page and their TikTok and their Twitter and their Instagram. But then we all have our own independent accounts as well. I'm Space K Sarah 22 on Instagram. You guys are, you can go ahead and say it.
At Fun Fact Science on all the good social media platforms and the bad ones too.
And I am Benjamin, and you can find me at Science Actually or Actually Science. Give it a whirl on all the various social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, and, of course, the big one on Facebook.
On Facebook. All right. I also want to do a giveaway because I think that we should start by doing a cool giveaway. Mm-hmm. And we have now, like, hats and stickers and t-shirts and all those things. So I'm saying we're going to create a big giveaway where you're going to get like all the things, get a hat, get a t-shirt, get the stickers, get a, like a IROC package, but you need to have a keyword. I feel like helium's a little too easy. So
I can read off some spacey sciencey birthdays that are coming up today and this weekend. If someone mentions one of those, that could be.
Sure. We can do that.
Or if you want to do something else.
Yes. Who pick two science birthdays and either one will work.
Oh, man.
That'll be the giveaway.
Oh, man. I prepared way too much, but I got a lot. Okay. today is August 11th. It's also the birthday of Frederick Sterko, NASA astronaut who's been on 4 shuttle flights. And he also piloted 2 test flights for Spaceship Two, which is a part of the Virgin Galactic fleet. Wow. And also, today's the birthday of Vikram Sarabhai. If I pronounced his name wrong, I'm sorry. He's the father of the Indian space program. He grew up quite wealthy, and he studied science and engineering, and he put together, mostly on his own, to start India's first space program. And he stuck around long enough to watch them launch their first rocket. Cool. So, Frederick Sterko, NASA astronaut, who also flew for Virgin Galactic, and Vikram Sarabhai, who started India's space program.
There you go. Happy
birthdays.
Right to both of them. And if you give us one of those two names, you are getting an IROC package.
Package.
Also, and you can always go to our website too and sign up for a crew club and get a t-shirt too. So that is kind of the formal beginning part of this. I have a little bit of helium left, so I'm going to finish this balloon off. Isn't there a limit to how much helium one should consume? I'm pretty sure I remember there's kind of a, I would guess it's a lot, but.
I'm sure it's a lot. Let's not encourage anyone to do anything.
Yeah, I guess this is my disclaimer, kids. Don't do this at home.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Having said that.
It's much easier just to do a falsetto.
Having said that, here we go. So, that wasn't even that much. Okay. We're gonna segue into our first break, but make sure you hang in there. We have a little bit of music that we'll be playing, and when we come back, we will continue some really nerdy. I don't know, probably some more. I have 5 more balloons back here. So you are listening to the Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds Connie and Benjamin here on iRock Space Radio.